Morning, everyone. Freue mich für jeden, mein Wort hier von der S. Von der auf hier einen neuen Tag, was wir uns für meine Jahre geführt haben, für etwa 2000 Jahre. Und ich will nicht alle mit Schöllchen freuen, ich will ein neuer Part von meiner Botschaft von der auf Englisch haben, ich will hier von der Auto, diese Jungs hier fern reden. Und wenn ihr keinen verstehen, fern, wenn nicht, dann gleich erst die Zeit am Englisch lernen. Nee, aber ja, ich will proben sein, da noch ein bisschen etwas zu sagen, Bion, aber ein neuer Part von uns, aber da wird noch Bion noch ein bisschen Deutsch machen sein, aber da, von der Weg, ich will reden, von Matthäus 16, von 24, 13 Kapitel. Matthäus 16, von 24, 13 Kapitel. You guys gonna listen? It says this, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. What does it mean to deny yourself? Anybody know? Let's keep reading. 25. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. Surely I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death until they see Son of Man coming in his kingdom. So in Yishun Far, Jesus, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself and take up his cross. Do you want to be Jesus' disciples? See, to deny yourself, it means to say no to all the things that you want. For example, God gave each and every single person, he gave them something. Free will. With this free will, you can make choices. For example, each and every person here has fleshly desires. You know what that means? It means you have desires that your flesh wants that maybe not be aligned with God's, what God wants. They may be things like, shouldn't tell the truth here, or I know mom told me I shouldn't eat that cupcake right now, but I want it anyway, and you take it. Those are fleshly desires. And not one good thing can come of a person. You yourself, nothing good comes out of you. See, in Romans 3, verse 23, it says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So jeder Mensch hat gesündigt. Alle Menschen sind kartig und vor Gott. Und was passiert dann? Jesus schickt, Gott schickt den Sinn ab der Erde zum Fahnenstern. The greatest gift of all mankind, whatever you are, nest up this about to geratste. And see, God hat die Welt gemacht. See, God made your brain. He made everything in the world, including your brain. And until about a couple of hundred years ago, they thought your brain, however you were born, that's how the brain was. Didn't change. It grew, but that's it. But until about a couple hundred years ago, they found out it's like a muscle. So your brain in there, perfectly, it works exactly like a muscle. So what happens if you have a dumbbell and you have weights and every day you work out your right arm, but you never do your left arm? Is your left arm going to get stronger too? No, just your right arm. So if you do both, then both arms get stronger. So let's say you have a desire and you want to do something, but you know you shouldn't. Or maybe it's not even something that you shouldn't do, but something that may not be healthy for you. And then you say to yourself, you know what? I'm not going to do that because that's unhealthy for me, or maybe that's not the best thing to do, or maybe that's not the nicest thing to do. Jeder ein Mensch, der von dieser Band hat dort denken in den Kopf. Dann ich gefragt, du hast ein paar einen Sinn verstanden? It's kind of like the part of the brain that has desires, what einer gieren would bauen down. Like, alle Dinge, wo einem jank in dem. So da kon like lust sein, da kon like unhealthy eating habits, da kon alle hund kann das sein. Dinge, wo einem sich verstanden jankeren. Aber, the trouble is, like for example, so eine Menschen, wo in der Welt leben, da, wo vielleicht in der Trinkerie sind, Schmiekerie, world of pornography, wherever it may be, wo der Band leben, da, they follow their desires completely. They glauben, dass der Meier, ich diese desires nur folgen, da, ihr Mut ja wach sein. Ihr Beta wird mir auch kommen. But what happens, guys? You have a desire. You really want something in life. Let's say you're a Nintendo Switch. I don't know what it may be, but something that you desire a lot. It could be a motorcycle. It could be a dirt bike. Whatever it is. You desire it. Whatever you desire. And you want it so badly. And then you finally get it. Does that really make you happier? Or how long does it last? Only lasts a couple of days. Sometimes a couple hours. Sometimes you're right away disappointed. It doesn't last. And then you go right on to the next thing. Now I want this. Now I want that. Now I want this. And it keeps going. You keep wanting things. But yet felt never. So Jesus that doesn't mean you can't have anything. But it means you lay down your life and your desires for what? For God. For example, how easy is it to say that you're going to read your Bible every day? It's easy to say. It's leicht zu sein, aber jeder darf eine Bibel lesen. But when einer fängt an, let's say it's a New Year's resolution, du sagst in Deutschland so, und dann jeder darf, und dann fängt an, eine Bibel zu lesen. Aber jeder darf. Then you skip one day. Bäumst dann, den nächsten Tag, na ja, ich war an das war. But you skip another day. Dann bald dann deine Excuses, du, no, ich war wachen, aber ich. Von der habe ich nicht Zeit. Dann hast du all sorts of excuses. Von der Janka mir, von der habe ich nicht Zeit. Von der mag ich das tun. Ich mag Jan tun. Auf einmal dann sind mir die Dinge vergangen. Es ist vergangen. Du hast jeden Tag und das ist vielleicht einmal weg. Or for example, healthy eating habits. So, nu wat train soccer mal. Ich habe eine Lage soccer. Ich habe meinen Kaffee, wat ich soccer mal, nothing. Du wat train soccer, done. See, when you stand your dung house, that's a desire. But that doesn't make any difference in your brain. See, that's exactly what scientists did. They found out that the more you deny, for example, needs or wants that you have, the stronger that parts of your body gets, for example, or your brain. Je mehr die das selbst vor auf sein, je stärker wird das Bild worden. Je doller wirst du kein irgendwo auf sein. The easier it's going to get to say, I'm not going to do that. Weil je weniger einer dort ist, je doller einer bloß, das Janker mit dem Teig, the weaker that part gets. And the stronger the part that your desires gets. Je schwander wird es dann irgendwo auf zu sein. They actually did a little test on monkeys. And the scientists love doing tests on monkeys. So they gave them a plate of food. And they gave it to them, and then in the same place, they gave them something else. They gave them work. Like just a little bit of work. They have like a little puzzle that they had to solve. Like the green has to go on green, red has to go on red, and blue has to go on blue. And then they gave them that and the food. What did the monkey always choose? The food. Every single time it chose the food. It was not good food. It was bad food. But then, each time he wanted to take the food, they took it away and gave him the other puzzle. And he had to do that before he got the food. Soon, after doing that many times, he kept having to do the puzzle. He knew, okay, I first have to do this, then I get this. Soon, they both put him exactly in the same time again. He always chose the puzzle before he chose the food. So that part of his brain's like, okay, I want you to step down and then I get that. Seeing to deny yourself, from these out of sign, you have to sacrifice yourself. What does that mean? Let's go to the next verse, 25. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, he will find it. So you have to lose your entire life. See, that's exactly what I was saying here. If you always follow the desires that you think you want, oh, one day I'm going to do whatever I want. Once I'm an adult, trust me, I will do whatever I want. That's not the case. Because if you do that, you will never, ever be happy. No matter how hard you try, no matter how much you do it, no matter how much you think you're happy, you're never going to be happy. Du wirst immer unmutig sein. Wo viele Jahre in unserem Leben denken, wieso mein Tod ist, wo ich kenne, und wo ich mutig sein. Wenn ich so viel Geld habe, dann wo ich mutig sein. Wenn ich das habe, dann, that's all I need, dann habe ich das. Dann ran wir dort noch, und wir ran ja noch, und wir ran dort noch, und wir wählen, und wir wählen, und dort, det alle nisch. Vi verlieren ans Leben du an. Nu bi, alle se dinge, wat den reward, wat vi weren kan kien van Gott, en de, dat savings account, wat vi en himmel kan opzonen, dat wat venja, en die proben hier op jeden maat te kien, te gode lot, dat's nisch. For what does it gain a man if he gains the whole world? What hopt in op? Van de ganze welt krieg, aber er verliert seine Säule. What's dine Säule wird? See, in Philippa 2, verse 3, but 5, du sagt, das ist dit. In Philippians 2, 3 to 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain. Rather, in humility, value of others above yourself, not looking at your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. See, the Bible, they have Gott auf der Welt gemerkt, und auf der Bibel auch so gemerkt, um dort in der Welt nennen, wo es nicht weiter gemerkt hat. So, Gott wisst ihr all, dort, die haben ja frie Wahlen, die können tun, dort, wo die wollen. Und wenn die das tun, dann wird die Wahl nicht stark, und dort wollen, aber wenn die tun, was die wollen, dann wollen die dort, dann, it's gonna be harder and harder to do what God wants. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 22, sagt, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, along with all the along with those who call the Lord out of pure hearts. So, du sagt, dort ist der Ding. Flee the desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Dort ist der Ding. Amovara. Sondal verses in the Bible that talk about doing good. Do this. Be kind to each other. See, and then in Matthew 16, verse 25 to 26, talk through it, for whoever saves their life will lose it. So if you try to save your life, for example, it might sit. When I grow up, I want to do whatever I want. I want to be whatever I want. So whatever it may be, I want to do whatever perfect, there's nothing that comes to mind, but whatever there is that you would like to do and that doesn't align with God, for example, when I was a boy, little boy, I always told my mom, when I grow older, I'm going to be a professional dirt bike rider. That's what I'm going to be. I was probably 6, 7, 8 years old, somewhere around there. That's what I always said. My mom always told me, if that's what God wants for you, then you should do it. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, but why would God want me to do that? Maybe if I become a professional dirt bike rider, I'll like be on TV, and then on TV I'll be like, follow Jesus. But then go do that. That didn't make a lot of sense. But I always said that to my mom. One day I will be a professional dirt bike rider. I will be. She said, if that's what God wants from you, then do it. I didn't do it. I never became a professional dirt bike rider because when I grew up, and when I gave my life to God, all of a sudden it wasn't important. Who cares? There's something better. Something way more. There's a verse in the Bible. It's in, I think I wrote it down. Yeah, Matthew 13:44. There's a man. He found a piece of, it's a parable that Jesus says. He says, there's a man who found a piece of gold on a field worth lots and lots of money. So he's like, heaven is like this field. A man who finds a piece of gold on the field, lots and lots of stuff on that field. And then he hides it, runs to his house, and sells everything that he has. Why? Why did he sell everything he had? Because he knew I had more over there. There's a lot more over there. I have way more than what I own here on earth. Everything I have, it's not worth it because that's worth way more. So he sold everything he had. In other words, he lost his life. Die verliert sein ganzes Leben. Dann sagt er, du nannien kei treu, und dann du haft das in, wo du wirst. Das hier ist das Wort, das vor der Qual. Das ist viel mehr wie das, was hier bei dir ist. Du sagst noch mal viel mehr in den Forschen. Du sagst wieder, das sagt er noch von anderen Menschen, wo in other examples. Aber all the examples meinen so viel, die verlieren ihr Leben, they didn't want their life anymore. Because who cares what's on this life? Who cares? Who cares what I have? How much I have? Because rust and all that is going to take it away anyway. You're not going to take anything with it into heaven. Not one single thing. See, in God, he came on this earth and he gave everything he had. Do you think Jesus had a house? In the Bible it says, I do not have a pillow to rest my head on. Nothing. To nush. Not one thing on this earth. He had one thing and one thing only. He wanted to die for your sins. Not my sins. Or sorry, if not for his sins, but for my sins and your sins. For everybody's sins. He died for you and gave everything he had. In James 3 verse 16, it's like to say, Jacobus 3 verse 16, for where you have envy and selfish ambition. So if you're selfish, and you've asked for details of your life, if you have selfish ambition, that means I want everything for me. It's mine. I want it. It's mine. And everything revolves around your life, says this, there you find disorder in every evil practice. You're all like to do things. What does a man ask? What does selfish desires have? But for exalts slave and dead, just all the evil practices and self, like and disorder. And sin promises a lot of things. It promises everything you can imagine. You'll be happy. If you do this, you'll be happy. Oh, just take one puff of smoke, you'll be happy. Oh, just do this, you'll be happy. That's fun. But it never is. See, did you know that in the Bible it says that the devil, he's the greatest liar of all time. The best liar. There's no liar in this world that's better than the devil. Satan knows exactly how to lie to you in order for you to follow the sin that he wants you to follow. He knows exactly, I'm going to put an arrow right there, and if I put that arrow right there, he's going to believe it. And if you want to save your life here on earth, like for example, if you want to have everything here on earth, I want to have a big house, I want to have all the cars in the world, all the best ones, whatever you can imagine, Ferrari, Lamborghini, whatever it is, at the end of the day, what's that worth? Once you're laying on the deathbed and you're going to say, that's not worth it anymore because now I have something else to go to. See, and then Matthew 16, verse 27 to 28, or just verse 27, is like that, for the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels. And he will reward each person according to what they have done. So he will reward you. What's your reward? In Romans 6, Römer 6 von 1 bis 14, ich kann nicht ganz täglich lesen, aber du hast ein großes Wort, was dein Reward ist, wenn ich das dort tun, wenn ich dein Leben verliere, hier bei dir für Jesus. Ich kann bloß was davor in der Band lesen, ich kann nicht alle, das ist ein langes Wort, ich kann bloß die Main Points, was dein Reward der Band ist. Vers 5, du sagst, es ist, for we therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So we can not yet live. So we can not yet live now. New life. Verse 5. For we have been united with him in death like his. We will certainly also be united with him in resurrection like his. So we will be resurrected just like Jesus was. On the third day, he got up. He defeated death. And we will be able to do the same thing he did. We can defeat death. Verse 6, for we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. So we will no longer be slaves to sin. Now in verse 12, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you may obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness. But rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life. And offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. See? First, we will have new life. All of a sudden, all these desires that we always have, that we always can't defeat, we'll have a new life in them. Doesn't mean you'll never fail again. But sin all of a sudden will be repulsive. I don't want to do sin. There's no desire towards that. Your desire is towards what God wants. We will certainly be united in him in resurrection like his. So we will defeat death. You might die in this body, but your soul will never die. And we will no longer be slaves to sin. And but then, it doesn't mean that we have no more choices. In verse 12 further, it says, you have to not go towards these, like it says, do not follow its evil desires, to sin. Bijzonder niet noemen wordt voor ons karpavaal. Bijzonder of zijn. And to be set free from sin, dan moet je allemaal waar hier bij nagen. As soon as you stop and you don't want to read the Bible anymore, then all of a sudden sin will have a big priority in your life. En wat je op een moment wel doet, amavara. And as soon as you let that part of your body get weaker, your brain, je dala wat je op een moment, je schwana wat het niks moet zijn dat offside, je dala die de offside, je legt wat het niks moet zijn. So if you're always going to work out your right arm, that arm is going to be so much stronger than your left arm. En wie baalt dat niet? Wie baalt dat zo doen dat zo Jezus op deze tijd en voor ons gans alles jij voor de head, everything, like absolutely everything you can possibly imagine, he was in heaven. He had everything he needed. The best life. The greatest things. He left all of that and he came here on earth to give his life for you and for me. So, if you could think of the worst sin that you can possibly imagine, a murderer, that's a big, big deal. Not only did he murder someone and take their life, but he hurt their families. A drunk driver who was driving drunk and he hit someone. There's a story recently, a drunk driver killed 3 people and only 1 girl was survived. You think that guy is ever going to go to heaven? Not if he doesn't repent. Then there's a lot of other stories. There is people who have done horrific things. I have done horrific things in my life. I've done horrible sin. And yet, God said, I want you. I want you. Even though you did all those bad things, I'm going to come on that earth and I will die for his sins. See, you guys are young. I used to be very young too. Still am. I'm not so young, don't worry. But I used to be younger. And I always thought to myself, the Bible, church, no, I'm just going because my parents are making me. That's the only reason I'm going. But once I'm big enough, and I have a license and I have a car, then I'm going to do whatever I want. And I did. I did whatever I want. What did that get me? Nothing. Did that get me more happiness? No. Was that better than sitting in church? No. Was that better than all the other things that I have to do, like reading the Bible? No, it was all not worth it. I'd rather now be here than to do all those things that I used to do. Why? Because all the things on this earth, they're not worth it. Just like it says in verse 26, for what profits it a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul? So what's your soul worth? You have a soul in there. Every person has a soul. To God, it was worth dying for. He paid everything. For example, mana vi kan det zafen, vi kan den ans zafen mat nummerstrom. That's a few say hurt na hoba. Ak nummerst is at me zafen wichtig. So for example, van ak nu in huis ha nek zan dua mire diesen de dula schellig, wa hanat diesen fleich. Dan fleich dauit me nach ein fortiger, und dann du nach ein paar diesen dula wa ik schellig dau. En dan krijg je nog jantoon en creditcard en door en door en boot. Dat klomp op en dat klomp op en dat klomp op. Dat is wat je boven bent en die kijkt naar die inkomen. Ik heb me ook zoveel geld en ik ben zoveel schuldig. En zoveel moet ik de maand doen. Dat doesn't make sense. Ik kon het niet. You file for, then some people have to file for bankruptcy because they know much they don't match. Wat sien ik in deel, nee? Want ik wil nu $1 million zijn, ik geef die dit, maar die moet ze trekken toen bijna 5 jaar. In de moment denk ik, steeds der dat, steeds der half, laatst moest ik dat nu zijn, ik leerde weer $17 trillion. En dat. Dat is een grote nummer. You know how much $1 billion is? It's 1,000 million. You know how much $1 trillion is? It's 1,000 billion. It's a lot of money. Now do 17 of those. That's a lot of money. And they have, that's their debt. You think, well, man, he's a president. What do you mean that? What do you ever see come? That the coin need come. That's plus veel te veel geld. See, that's nish. Forgot that we're nish. Die nazoil wie dat wordt biet bier. All dat geld, dat we're nish. Who cares? He came for your soul. All the money in the world was nothing to God. It's not worth absolutely one thing. So, behind, like, for me, it's like that I can't accent any word. For me, accents are selfish, you ask. And I can't have a word as I am. Because I'm a word of things where I can't understand. But on one day, that selfish desire, dat brengt ons plus toe naar waar we niet van zijn. Dat brengt ons plus de dingen wat in ons leven naar wat we niet aan ons leven wel van gaan. Krijgt ons this morning that he found the gold on the field. En de verkoopsing. Everything. Hij verliert zijn leven. Omdat hij dat treasure. En dat weer maat weet. So now let's imagine. Guys, that you found something that's worth more than anything that you can possibly imagine. Then all of a sudden, it's easy to sell stuff. Let's say to be in mourn and that you had me $1 million shelt. It's not a shelt, but there I'm not so much shelt. When you come to mourn and say, here, tool up. It's gone. All in the shelt. All your payments. Everything what you did to him. It's all gone. Quit. The $1 million my what you for payments has. Nothing. That's not a weird for him. Aber nie da noch mal dabei. Die ganze Leben, die Säule. So haben wir gesagt, hier hast du plus das nehmen, dann kannst du die Säule ganz raden. Dann kannst du da ankommen, wo du warst. Dann kannst du dort annehmen, was Jesus für dich tun hat. Dort hast du alles für dich erst. Plus dort annehmen. Und dann sagst du dir in deinem Leben, no, das weg ich mal. Dann gehst du den du, dann hast du alles, was du possibly konfirmen, meist dort brückst nicht. We hebben nog een halve uur te bidden. Heer Jezus, ik dank u voor deze dag. Ik dank u dat u om kritisch sterven bent. En we zijn wat veel weet dat is wat u heeft van ons te doen. En we zijn dat, wanneer we deze wereld wel nu gaan, dat brengt ons niets. En we verlieren aan de zuil. En dat kan het meeste weet dat deze wereld er is aan de zuil wat we hebben. En dan ben ik weer met u gehouden dat we kunnen alle dat niet aannemen wat u van ons te doen heeft. En dat aannemen wat u voor ons was, en ik weet ook weer met u komen, dat we kunnen ons vertrouwen op die zaken, en dat we niet proberen, dat we niet geloven, dat irgendwo dat niet de beste is voor ons, dat de kans beste is voor ons, en wat we kunnen possibly doen. En ik weet ook weer met u komen, dat we kunnen dat aannemen, dat we kunnen ook zo leven, als u was gaan, dat we zouden leven. En zo weet ik ook weer met u met deze dag zijn, en met de boodschap, en ik weet ook weer met u met iedereen hier zo van jou zijn. Ik weet het in die noem. Amen.